It was battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it was hardly worth his while to waste much time on this old violin, but he held it up with a smile. He said, what am I offered, good folks? What am I offered? Who'll start the bidding for me? A dollar. Got a dollar. $2. $2. Who'll make it three? $3 once. $3 twice. Three. But no. From the back of the room, a gray-haired man came forward and he picked up the sagging bow and he wiped the dust from the old violin. And tuning up the drooping strings, he played a melody as pure and as sweet as caroling angels could sing. Well, the music stopped and the auctioneer, with a voice quiet and low, said, what am I bid for this old violin? And he held it up with a bow. $1,000? Who'll make it two? $2,000? Who'll make it three? It's $3,000 once, it's $3,000 twice. And it's going and gone, said he. Some people cheered and some of them cried, we don't quite understand what changed its worth. Then someone replied, it was the touch of the master's hand. So many men with a life out of tune and battered and scarred with sin, they're auctioned cheap to the thoughtless crowd, much like that old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He's going once, he's going twice. He's going and he's almost gone. But the master comes and the foolish crowd can never quite understand the worth of soul and the change that is wrought by the touch of the master's hand.